This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A. Stars. Holly Hughes explored theater and the arts during her years at Kalamazoo College, but she didn't realize her power on stage until she discovered the WOW Cafe Theater. WOW, or Women's One World, is a feminist theater space in the East Village of New York City. For many lesbian women like Hughes, WOW became more than a place for their art to evolve. It was a safe place where they could be who they are without judgment or persecution. Hughes is now a professor of theater at the University of Michigan. She's a contributing editor to Memories of the Revolution, the first 10 years of the WOW Cafe Theater. Hughes says WOW saved her life.
When I said WOW saved my life is that I came of age in a place where I couldn't access a feminist and LGBT movement. Although I loved my time at K College, it was great, and I really have fond memories of it. It was like before we had women's studies, for example. Really struggling with trying to figure out who I was in the world, and it wasn't just personal questions about my sexuality. It was larger questions about identity and a larger political landscape and of feminism, and what was then known as like the gay liberation movement helped put my personal struggles in a larger political context. I showed up at the original WOW Cafe, which was a tiny storefront theater. Really small. I mean, I think it was 12 feet wide. It was what they call in New York a floor through. So there's windows in the front and there's windows in the back, and it's just a series of rooms you walk through. And I showed up at the WOW to see a play, and it was like a world that I went into and I wanted to enter. And I had studied visual art at K and loved it. And I'd also taken a lot of English, and I wasn't an English major, but I was very interested in writing and but still thinking of myself as a visual artist, however unsuccessful I had been in that pursuit. But I went in and I just like, this is the world that I wanted to be part of. This is the world that seemed to have my real family. I felt very estranged from my family and my parents. I think that was very typical of LGBT people of my generation, that most of us, that was the common story, that you separated from your family or they kicked you out. And I just didn't want to leave. It was wonderful. It was transformative. And I tried to find the person in charge, and nobody seemed to be in charge. So I just went to the tallest person, Peggy Shaw, who looked a lot like James Dean. In fact, a dead ringer for James Dean. And I told her I wanted to volunteer, and she sort of interpreted that as like I wanted to do a show. And I was like, no, I'm not a performer. I don't do that. I'm an artist, and maybe I can work backstage. But it was one room. There was no backstage, really. So the next thing I knew, I was sort of a victim of my Midwestern nice background, where I couldn't stand up for myself and really say like, no, I'm not a performer. Let me do something else. It was assumed you would be a performer, and I found myself agreeing to do a show in April. But this was a happy accident because I concocted some crazy array of things that I wanted to do. There were super talented people at WOW always who agreed to be in this really ridiculous stew of some good ideas and some just really embarrassing ideas. But when you have great performers, even your worst idea look, you know, can be fun.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A. Stars. I'm speaking with Holly Hughes about New York's WOW Cafe Theater and the safety it offered her and her friends.
I would say that all of my friends who came out in my generation, and I'm about to be 61, the psychological price we paid, even if we were white, middle-class people who could pass as straight women, think we suffered a lot of psychological damage from having to police our identity, being afraid, and also from estrangement from our families. I mean, there's a few people that I know of my generation that had good relationships with their family, but that was the exception. Family institutionalized you. Your family disowned you, set Shiva for you. You moved away from your family in the feeling that you had to save their life, or you related to your family, but you could, you know, never bring a partner home. You had to lie about your life. It's not as if this has completely changed. I hear other stories from my college-age students now, although there is incredible discrimination that persists, and particularly for non-gender conforming LGBT people and LGBT people of color, and a huge shift that's just happened really in the last few years. So much of my experience was shaped around discrimination and marginalization, and then the rich subcultures that grew up in response to discrimination. I think as a feminist, it's a very difficult moment. There's certainly a lot of women who have made professional strides. I mean, we just had a woman president, a woman of color president at Kay, which was very exciting. And I had very few women professors when I was at Kay, and, you know, I can think of maybe one woman of color faculty that I remember.
Talk about theater's role, what that role can be, what it is maybe for you personally in instigating social change.
I felt that art was a venue where, you know, where feminism and other political commitments really came to life. And there was thinking, there was research, there was advocacy that was happening in that work. There was a very vibrant, in the 70s and somewhat into the 80s, feminist art movement. I have seen in my more than 30 years working in theater and performance, like incredibly thoughtful, innovative, provocative, confusing work done about gender and sexuality and race in theater and performance, usually on the margins. There was a great freedom to experiment, and they're not trying to please the subscriber base. The audience really wanted to be pushed and to be challenged, and mainstream theater has been more resistant to just even having work by women and people of color produced, women directing stuff. Even the roles for women in some of the shows seem sort of trapped in stereotypes about ingenues and certain kinds of wives. A lot of exciting experimentation has happened, but like a big moment, things have started to shift. They've started to break open.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Holly Hughes, a contributing editor of Memories of the Revolution, the first 10 years of the WOW Cafe Theater. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. And thanks for listening.